Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed, I am, of course, your host, Mark Unger. Joining me, as always, the very lovely and charming and very blingy lady today, Diane Brierley, and the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski, drinking his coffee and trying to stay awake, along with Tim.
Yeah.
This is the speaking of Tim, our engineer. Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, an incredible creepy guy, part-time serial killer with a name like that, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and making sure that we are being seen and heard all around the world from our bunker here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send an email about anything. Nothing is off limits. If you've always wanted to ask someone, a pastor or anybody something, and you're afraid to ask them, you can ask me. You get to stay totally anonymous. I will, however, be brutally honest. That's how the game is played. If you don't want to play the game, don't send an email, okay? Anyway, what you got for today?
This is an interesting little article. Apparently, they did a survey, and a third of women think that it's okay to snoop in their partner's text or emails to see if they're cheating.
Only a third?
Some 37% of females admitted to it. Just 29% of males said it was the behavior was acceptable. And they're making it seem like that's ridiculous.
They think it's bad about the third.
Yes, the third, that's so high, and why would you? And you're supposed to trust, and that's what the lady says. If you're looking at your partner's emails and text messages, then there might be a wider trust issue in your relationship. And the younger people...
Oh, she's an idiot.
They're saying the younger people are more paranoid because older people, not so many of them, were willing to snoop.
It's like that woman the other day who didn't have enough evidence that her husband
was cheating.
Although... all these indicators were right there in front of her.
Got to the gas chamber.
Trust.
Yeah. Less evidence what that lady had.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust doesn't mean stupid. Yeah. Okay.
They make it seem like it's bad that you're going through.
You should
phones
be able to look
Facebook
at your spouse's and texts and
right.
Facebook postings at any time.
Yes.
Of course it
period.
Is.
Period. Straight up. Well, I don't like that. Well, here's a clue. How about you don't text anything you don't want your wife to see? How about that? How about you don't text something you don't want your husband to see? If you're the kind of person that you don't want your spouse looking at what you're sending, probably you're not sending very good stuff.
Right.
How about you not be a jerk?
Now, if you're dating and it's only after the second date and you want to investigate all of that, that's a little psycho.
No, I'm talking
but if you're seriously
married.
Dating and married
well,
or engaged or
dating.
Something like that, if you're engaged.
Dating, well, yeah, if you're engaged. Yeah, at some point, the two become one. Everything's fair game.
But they make it seem like it's an atrocity.
These people are crazy today. You can't look at anything.
No.
My money is my money.
Yep.
Your money is your money. Everything is separate. Le, 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 le. And then they get married and they don't know why
well,
their lives
easy to
are
keep
just
everything
so
separate
horrible.
If you're 30, 35 years old.
This is true.
But
everything's been separate for 18 years after high school.
They resist becoming one.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I'm a big advocate on young marriage. Just do it early and no one even thinks about these stupid things.
It's perfectly fine. 100% of the people should say it's perfectly fine to investigate if you think something's going on.
But see,
I would.
The majority of people today think marriage is two individuals who are agreeing to stay together. They don't understand that it's supposed to be two individuals that stop becoming individuals in a real sense and become one. The two now become one. It is us.
Yes.
It's our money. It's our checking accounts. They're our passwords. It's my our phones, our technology.
But so many people aren't like that. It's like, you stay out of my business. How many people do we hear from? And they're more afraid of violating the rule to stay out of my stuff than they are worried about what really is going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. And you know what? Thank God I didn't marry one of them. We will take a break. We'll be back with your emails right after this.
Do you want Mark to come to your city? Visit laughyourway.com.
You listen to the Reverend Jimmy Bratcher. Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. You're watching and or listening to the Mark Gunger Show. I am, of course, Mark Gunger, along with Diane Brierley and Ross Allen Skorzewski, answering and responding to your emails about life, love, and marriage.
Okay, starting out with a theological / marriage question.
Yeah, I'm such a deep theologian.
We get this question periodically. I'm not sure if it's curiosity or if people actually want to know about this, but he wants to know, why is it that God loved and related with David, Jacob, Abraham, and they had more than one wife, but today we're only allowed to have one wife. Was it a sin then? He says, I heard someone say God didn't approve of David because he punished David for his deal with Bathsheba, but he omitted talking about all the other wives David had, and then God reproved David over his affair with her. God specifically told David he had given him Saul's wives into his bosom. So really? Do we care why they got to have... Do men really want to have more than one wife?
Some do.
Is that why they're asking? We get, you know, we get this question. No,
some do.
Do they really want to have more than one wife?
If you want more than one wife, if you're thinking, gee, I'd really like to have more than one wife, just... is what you do. You take a big hammer, and you put your head on the table, and bang your head for an hour, and hopefully you'll snap out of it.
I mean, I don't know if they ask out of curiosity or if they... People
why do you
really
want more trouble?
This. Like, why can't we have this now?
Well, let me say, I have predicted for some time that this will be the next big moral decision of the church. Because more and more women are going to be the ones demanding for multiple wives, not the men. It'll be mostly women. Because women cannot find men. Okay. There are more and more women than there are men. Lots and lots of our prisons are filled with men. More than women, especially like in the African-American community. Mm-hmm. I was watching a show years ago where it was African-American women, and we're talking doctors and lawyers, highly educated women who are arguing for more than one wife. Because they said, well, we have no man our whole life. We won't have children. We won't have any guy helping us. Or
I'd rather have no man than share one like that, to tell you the truth.
Well, good for you. So anyway, I predict, I don't know when it's going to hit, but that will be the next, I don't know what else is left. That's going to be the next big yo mama deal that's going to hit. Let me say this. There is nowhere in the Bible that says you cannot have more than one wife. What it does say is the elders of the church should only have one wife. Now, considering that ideally everybody eventually matures enough to where they can become an elder in the church, that is the ideal. Clearly, that is the ideal. The church held that. That's why it was the ideal. Here's the ideal. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, most countries is illegal, so forget about it. All right? If it's illegal, it's illegal. What I'm telling you, the challenge is going to be is when it becomes legal in America, and it will happen.
Okay, do you think, honestly, in all honesty, that when men ask this question, are they thinking of it purely from a sex standpoint? Do they really understand the implications of the emotional commitment you have to make to more than one woman?
No,
are they just thinking it sexually?
I can't imagine you even asking the question. Of course. It's
well, then they're dumb, because if all they're thinking about is sex, what the heck, dudes?
Wow. If you're interested in sex, is yeah. You'll get a lot more sex if you got five wives, and if you got one, I'd guarantee you.
I know, but is that worth it, men? You're all men. Would that be worth it to you, that trade-off?
I'm not looking for a fight here, okay? I'm just saying, you look at some, what do you call it, documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
And these women seem to get along great with each other. And they call them, you know, and Mormons, they call them sister wives in other mm-hmm. cultures. It's not that big of a deal. And they get along fine. And if anything, I know it's going to sound crazy. I'm not advocating. I'm just telling you. The truth is, for some of them, they get their emotional needs so much because they're constantly talking to each other.
Yes.
Instead of becoming these housewives, they get locked in a house and have no one to talk to except a little kid who drives them crazy. So they actually they become their best friends in the world.
Okay.
They love each other, not in a sexual way, but these women love each other. They're wives, and they build homes together. And I'll tell you what, some of these guys who do this illegally, they have a huge amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
When you have three or four or five people who are highly educated, all working and bringing income into one home, and then one of those women stays, and she's the caregiver during the day and juggles it all together, I mean, there is an economy of scale that shoots through the ceiling, and some of these people have huge homes and a great deal of wealth as a result. Again, the biblical New Testament ideal is one wife. That's why Jesus uses the analogy of coming back for his bride, the one, just the one. It is. But there is no place that says, well, if there is, let me know, people. I don't know. I've read the Bible. I'm not aware of it. All I know is that it says the ideal for an elder and a leader in the church to have one wife. I'm not aware that there's any prohibition against having more than one. It's an easy call today because almost everywhere in the world it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But in some countries it's not. And I promise you, it's going to come to Western culture. And it will be the women asking for it. Go to almost any church. Have them raise their hand. How many single men do we have in the congregation? And you'll have a few scattered hands go up. That's what I love about Africa. There's a lot of single men going to church. But outside of places like that, in America, there's hardly any. And then say, how many single women do we have? And so many hands will go up, you think you're at a neo-Nazi rally. Sieg Heil! You know, all these hands will go up all over the place. Well, do the math on that, okay? 300 single women, 5 single guys. Where's the pressure going to build there? And it's going to build. And I promise you, and there's already hints of it. That's why people are even starting to ask these questions. People are starting, and again, it's going to be interesting to see what the church says when this happens, knowing the church, they'll fight it to their
I can't get my
nail.
Brain I'm, around it.
I'm just saying, I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says that's why these guys were not David and everybody else. Were they sinning? No, there was no sin against it. It was pretty impractical for a lot of reasons. Usually only people with great wealth, these kings mm-hmm. and stuff like that, had more than one wives. But usually it's always, throughout all human history, it's always been limited. Even in countries where you can have more than one wives, most people just have one wife. It is just outside the norm, okay? And again, there is no question it is the biblical ideal. And if we follow the biblical ideal, we should all Christians have just one wife. There is, however, as far as I know, no prohibition against more than the one. But, what's it about? Oh, yeah, it's about a guy having sex.
Okay.
From a guy standpoint, especially if they're all getting along with each other.
Okay.
This is nirvana to...
You know, there's just some things that you say you can't get your brain around it. You can't. That's one of the things I cannot get my brain around. It does not compute in my head.
It'll be real awkward. It would be real awkward. I think most Western women are completely not wired for this.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, the ones who will ask for it will be the ones who feel like this show that I saw. Yeah. They said we would rather share a husband than not have a husband at all. I don't think most women are to the point where they're thinking, I'll never get a husband.
Primarily younger women?
Yeah, they were the young. And again, and this was 15 years ago I saw the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 years ago, it was African-American women. Because so many of their young men are in prison and they can't find a man.
Dysfunctional.
And so their whole... Because they asked, I think it was Phil Donahue, who's kind of a psycho crazy guy.
Well, and that's
anyway.
Old then if you saw it on that show.
Oh, yeah, so it's even over 20 years. I mean, I don't know if it was his show or it was just a special, whatever it was. It was a long time ago. And it just struck me, and I thought, okay, that's going to come down the pike. And what they were saying is, because they were asking these same questions, and these women looked at him, again, highly intelligent, very good looking women. They said, there's no men. What are we supposed to do?
But was
not
that-
have families, not have anybody. We would rather, I would rather share a husband with her if we get along than not have a husband at all.
And if it was that long ago, obviously it was before all of the artificial insemination and the stuff that women are doing in order to have their own families now. Do you think that changes desire?
Well, if anything, I think that has stemmed the call for polygamy. Is the fact that we're trying to they're showing women how they can have families and stuff without men.
Yes.
But even then, somewhere deep in their core, they know this isn't quite the real deal. So I don't know. It's just part of the cultural thing. I could be 100% wrong about this. I just think that someday this is going to be the next big thing. Well, we're seeing shows on it, like HBO and stuff like now, where they're showing these, and they keep showing it in more and more positive lights. This is going to get into people's head, and guys are going to start saying,
"This is true."
And women are going to say, "Yeah, we would like to live this way."
Yeah.
Again, I can see the church taking a stand and saying no. And you know, Jesus said, "Look, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." So, I mean, the church has the right to take stands on things. Mm-hmm. I think, by and large, the Christian community will take a stand against it. But if you're going to be real technical and say, "Is there any prohibition against it?" Not that I'm aware of.
So, it only goes. Multiple wives, one husband, right? It's not ever the other way around.
Never in any culture that I'm aware of is it the other way. There might be some real bizarre little culture somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think Muslims are allowed.
Multiple husbands?
Multiple wives. No, wives.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who allows multiple husbands.
And in Africa, there are cultures that have multiple wives. I know, you know, missionaries will come in and they'll preach the gospel and some guy will get married or saved and he has multiple wives. Well, what do we do?
Yeah.
And I always say, don't do anything. You don't have to do anything. Yeah. There's nothing that says they can't have more than one wife.
Just don't get any more.
Because
you can't take on
somewhere
anymore.
They're convinced that the Bible condemns it. Like this person says, are they sinning? I'm telling you, I'm not. If there is, send it to me. And if they send it to me and I'm proven wrong,
Bathsheba,
I will clearly yield to that. I'm just saying, I'm not aware of anywhere in the scriptures where this is prohibited.
But the Bathsheba thing, even though he had multiple wives, was because she was somebody else's wife. And that was adultery.
Wrong. Oh, yeah.
That part of it is wrong. It's not multiple women.
No, it was the fact that he, and in fact, God told him, why'd you do this? If you wanted another wife, I'd have given you one.
Yeah.
That's what God said.
Kills the chick's husband and then takes her.
Yeah, and there's no read for it. If you needed someone else, you know, fine, I'll take care of that for you. But anyway, I know it's weird. There's a few things out there. Thankfully, that's not most of our issues today. Our most of issue today is dealing with the one wife.
Right?
Getting it right there first.
Right?
Why you'd want to complicate this with more? Just hit a hammer on your head for a while. I have no idea. We'll take a break. We'll be back with another email right after this.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
Young man lives like it don't matter.
We're back from the break. You're listening to Mark Dunger along with Diane Briley, Ross Allen Skorzeski, answering your emails. Just answered one about polygamy. I am not advocating having more than one wife. Let us be clear. I'm just that you wanted a question answered from a biblical standpoint. There is, as far as I know, no prohibition. It is, however, extremely clear anyone who is a leader in the kingdom of God should be the husband of one wife. All right? So, I mean, you could certainly argue this is what God wants and the analogies between Christ and the church and all this other kind of stuff. So there's a million reasons why it should just be one. But if you're looking for, is there any place where the Bible says you cannot have more than one wife? No, there is not. All right.
Okay, this is a little follow-up. Do you remember the email that the young woman emailed in, said they were married and had no specifics or no specific question, and you said, I'll answer it. Be specific, remember?
I don't recall that.
It was from a while ago. This was the original question. I am a young wife, married for 9 months, youth leader in our church. I was wondering what advice you can give my husband and I. My husband is a new Christian. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. And I said, I remember that. Yeah.
So we got some more specifics
than that?
Which I'm not sure that this is going to help a lot, but we'll see what we can do. They're 21 years old. They were dating for 2 years. Okay, so married less than a year now. She says, thank you for replying to my non-specific email. My husband and I need help when it comes to communicating with one another and our marriage altogether. My husband is a video gamer and I am a photographer / musically talented person. I want to know what advice you would give us as a young couple. I'm looking for work. She just lost her job. husband was honorably discharged, and he's currently unemployed, so apparently neither one of them have jobs at the current time. Mostly, she says, it comes down to starting conversations, because it's hard to do unless they're talking about Japanese cartoons, anime or whatever he watches. What I want him to do, or video games. I love him, but he is one odd guy that I will always love. What is some good advice on conversation starters? That's what she's looking for.
I don't know. Here's a woman one. How can I communicate better with my husband? Are you kidding me? This is like the question of all time.
Dress up as a Japanese anime character. I don't know.
First of all, I see a problem here.
Yes.
If he's sitting around playing video games all day long and not getting a job.
Yeah.
Man, there'd be some hell to pay in my house.
Well, neither of them have jobs. I don't know how they're swinging it at this point.
I don't know. You know, why don't people move to North Dakota? Isn't it North Dakota has like a 3% unemployment rate?
Yeah.
There are more jobs than people. And I think even Canada's the same. Parts of Canada. You know what it is? It's unemployment. Unemployment causes people. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound terrible. You know,
she said he's on unemployment.
I'm just saying it makes people lazy. It makes them lazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank God we got something to tie stuff over. But at some point, get a life.
I'm 21 and you're sitting around on unemployment.
If it were me, I'm in the middle of wherever and I cannot get a job to support my family. And in another state down there, there's more jobs than people can shake a stick at.
I'm
getting out of there and going and getting a job instead of sitting in downtown Detroit. Living on assistance, saying, "Well, I wonder when I'm going to get a job. When's the government going to give me a job? When's the president going to give me a job? When's Obama going to give me a job? Or Mitt Romney going to give me a job?" Seriously, get a life. Get up and get your own stinking job. Well, there's no jobs around here. Then move.
I wonder if there are more problems than just communication problems. There's got to be intimacy issues. I wonder if he's up gaming all night long, not going to bed.
Oh, who knows?
You know, not talking. So there's got to be other issues as well. But
if I was playing video games all day long, my life beat the snot out of me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go get my book, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. Go online, laughyourway.com. I give you all kinds of advice on how to communicate, how to connect, and how to relate to each other. Okay? It's more than a 10-minute answer on this show. Or get my DVD. Women like to read, men like to watch. So if you want your guide to get this, get my DVD, Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. Talk. It'll help you guys connect. That's the one thing that people love about those programs. Helps them communicate. So it's a very, very common question. You're not weird. You're normal. But good Lord, go get a job. Move. What is it with people? If anything, a government ought to do is give people moving money.
Good idea.
Instead of keeping them where they're at, we'll give you $2,000. Go where there's jobs.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Doubts start rolling, fears are riding, go on, ride me down, down, down.
Little blues music from the blues man, Jimmy Bratcher. Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. Say, why do you always play blues music on your show? Because it's a marriage show.
Have you listened to these emails?
Oh, yeah.
People are singing the blues. All right, what do you got?
Okay, short to the point question. She says, maybe you've had this question before, which we kind of have, but she wants to know, is it bad or wrong to swear during sex? I'm not sure that she's talking about cussing or talking dirty or literally swear.
I would think it's swearing.
Yeah. Because some people say cussing, you know, they say you swore.
Who swears during sex?
Or cusses.
Didn't you have this conversation
with some people one time where they're like music directors or something like that, a younger couple?
And they were using vernacular.
And they were using colorful language during their intimate encounters.
Worship leaders in a church cursing while they're doing the wild thing.
Didn't you say that you had this conversation with somebody?
No, I wasn't cursing. Maybe. They were just using
colorful
terms
expletives
that you and I, because we're old, would not use.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
See, that's
what
I'm wondering, if it's all of that kind of just like the dirty talking kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd go with the Bible where it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. How about that?
But what if they're both speaking it and it's not corrupt and it's...
If it's not corrupt, then it's not corrupt. But if it's corrupt, then don't say it. Let no communication, corrupt communication, proceed out of your mouth. pretty simple answer. If it's corrupt, then it's like, well, it's kind of corrupt. Well, then don't do it. Well, it's not corrupt. Then do it. What do I care?
Okay, now I'm going to throw a wrench into the works because
you're troublesome.
Yeah, I am. But people's version of what is corrupt can be very subjective.
I'll agree.
There's people that say what you say is corrupt.
I use phrases that people say, oh, that's just inappropriate. That's corrupt communication. Well, not to me. I don't think it's corrupt.
Well,
okay, so what you're saying is if it's okay
look,
in my
if you're
home,
writing me and you're saying to me, gee, we use really nasty language. Clearly, they know what they're saying is corrupt, or they wouldn't be asking.
Because they have
do you have to send me an email like this? Do you have to send me an email? Do you have to send me an email? Okay, the minute someone says, oh, gee, I wonder if this is okay, probably the answer is no.
If you're questioning it.
Next question.
Okay.
I mean, what else can you say? Unless you specifically say, I say blankety blankety blank. Then we could weigh in on this.
I'm reading between the lines because it's a woman writing that her husband's saying things and she's uncomfortable with it. And he's saying, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I really like your la la la. And she's like, but I don't like it. And so
don't
they're
talk
having
that
an
way.
Argument.
Yeah, just don't do it. There's no reason
to
do it.
That's just what I'm guessing.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of these guys who are locked into this stuff, I'm telling you, it's because they look at porn. That's where they hear this stuff. Who thinks of making love to your wife and using profane, nasty comments? The only way you'd even think of that is you saw or heard somebody do it in some stupid movie or on some video. Mm. Keep your head out of the toilet. What part of lovemaking? Hey, you stupid blankety blank. You know what? Really? I don't know. People are crazy.
I think it comes from, you know, today's culture uses that colorful, you know, vernacular or lingo a lot more loosely than what you did when you were growing up, in the way that people refer to things, what they call things. I don't think it always has to be just stimulated because of pornography. I think it has something to do with it, but
look, you know, I don't know. They asked the question. I gave them an answer. What's the biblical answer? Don't let communication proceed out of your mouth. You want to have a fight about what's corrupt? Go have it with somebody else. I don't care. I'm not talking to him. I'm just talking in general.
Right.
I don't care. Right. The answer is, don't let corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. End of question. Answered. Answered. Asked.
Yes.
Answered.
Answered.
Asked.
Done.
Answered. Asked.
Done.
Answered.
Move on.
Okay. I don't know if I should introduce this next one because she's wanting to know if Mark is contradicting himself.
Are you kidding? I live my whole life as a contradiction.
Uh-huh.
All right. What am I contradicting now?
I have been a listener for a year now and have been indoctrinated. I want to point something out in response to a question that periodically gets asked, namely what to do if you are an older single woman who still has that pesky sex drive that doesn't seem to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your answer recently to a 70-year-old listener was just get married.
Uh-huh.
Remember the lady you said?
Uh-huh.
Like the husband aisle at her grocery store was stocked full and she could just pick one up on the way home, she said.
Okay, but that's something. Why would I give such an answer? Because that's what the Bible's answer is.
Yes.
Okay? I'm a pastor. This is a biblically based show, although it shocks most people who are very anal about some things. It is fundamentally a biblically based show. The answer from the scripture, if you have a sex drive, Paul said, what's the answer? Get married. So it's not a radical, insensitive, gee, you can just go get a husband at the grocery store. That's the biblical answer. Boy, today, I'm just giving biblical answers.
People
can't handle it. Okay.
Okay. She says, let me preface my observation and some practical help by saying that I'm 43, single, and trying to live life right.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you have pointed out several realities facing single Christian women. One, there's a serious supply and demand problem. Not enough men in the church, way too many single women.
Correct.
Two, women have a sell-by date. You said about 25 years of age. After 25, our eggs, our youth all start to diminish.
They do. I know that sounds cruel,
yes.
Sell-by date. Look, you're still valuable. What I will say, and I don't know if she's going to get to it or not, is that a lot of these women in their 40s, once you break into your 30s, what these girls don't understand, if you haven't snagged a guy by then, the guys in their 30s now that are your age, they don't want you.
That's exactly what she goes
they
on to
They jump back
say.
Into the 20-year pool. In fact,
yes.
There's men in their 40s who still jump back in the 20-year pool. And then you girls in your 30s and 40s are miserable. Look, the reality is, you know who a 35-year-old is really attractive to? A 50-year-old guy. You know who how old is she?
She's 43.
43 women are just really hot to us 57-year-old guys. But see, yes, they don't want that. They want these younger, and I'm just telling you, it's just the reality of it.
And she says, have you pointed out more than one occasion men my age want to dive into the younger pool? I'm not disagreeing with you, she
says. All right, okay.
Three, available men my age or older are usually divorced, and as you pointed out, they don't really want you. Mm-hmm. There's a drama, the nightmare of step families, and blending families can be hell. She's her answer to all this, because obviously it's a dilemma. People, those three things are true, right?
Yep.
There's not enough men.
Yep.
The older guys that are your age don't want you, and the older ones that are your age that want you, it's a disaster because of the blended families.
Because they have so much baggage.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
They want some answer fix, but...
Here's the answer. Has she ever been married?
I don't believe so.
Okay. You don't wait till you're 41 to get married. Yeah. I don't know. There's no other answer. I don't know what else to tell you girls. You take a lot of cold showers.
That's what she said. She had a solution.
Become
exercise.
Nuns. Exercise.
That's what she said.
And quit hanging around these churches that sit there and tell you, don't worry, Jesus is going to bring you a husband someday. And you guys are in your 40s and 50s, you're still single.
She goes and works
it out. That's why I advocate doing life right. Do it young. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you when she was 19, 20, 21, all kinds of boys were interested in her. She probably just was not interested back. And I want my career first, and I want everything else. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but that's what they do. Yeah. And then they hit their 30s, and all of a sudden, gee, nobody's really knocking on my door anymore. And now I don't want a 50-year-old guy, and I want another 32-year-old guy, but they all want the 21-year-old girls, and now you're 41 10 years later, and that's where you're at.
So you go to the gym a lot.
You go to the gym more. You know, what do you want me to say, people? I can't fix it. Nope. What I can is avoid it. We can avoid it if people would just do life right in the first place. Get married young. Fall in love young. Quit waiting for your careers and everything else. You create these disasters. And you girls are waiting for your Prince Charming. The thing is, when your Prince Charming, your age, gets into his mid-30s, he don't want you. He wants Snow White that's 18. Is this complicated to grasp? I don't know what the heck's the matter with people. Because we have a psycho crazy culture that doesn't get it.
They want to live this way. Then when the consequences pile up, they don't want those consequences. They want it to be the way that if they had not done it, all the messed up way. And you can't have
that's what we want. We want to do whatever we want to do. Yeah. And we are not happy with the consequences. We want someone to fix the consequences. Yeah. If you're listening to this show, let's listen to Mark Garner, because he'll fix all the consequences of my bad choices in life, you're going to be very disappointed. In fact, I think some of the reasons some people just hate the show because I don't do that for people. Yeah. They want that. Why don't you give them answers to their consequences? No.
Give them the fixes. Too bad, so sad. Sometimes there is no undoing what you've got yourself into.
And there you have it. And nobody likes to hear
that. And that's mean.
I think it's mean. Like, if you have an answer, then go for it. If you know someone who has an answer, tell them to do a show and you can call him. Let me know. So I call him. There's just something you can't fix some of these things. How about we just do life right in the first place and avoid, I would much rather, I'm trying to get people to quit scrambling eggs in the first place. Yeah. Once you've scrambled eggs, try and unscramble them. It gets really complicated. We need to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
She got long blonde hair and a sweet disposition. You ought to see what she does in the kitchen. Grits and gravy, chicken too. My baby even cooks me barbecue. I love my baby.
Yeah, everybody dance.
Yeah, I love my baby.
Grab your baby right now.
Yeah, I love my baby.
Swing around.
My baby
unless, of course,
me.
You happen to be driving a car. That would be very bad.
That would be very bad.
Never, ever.
Are you people out in California?
We learned a long time ago.
You're driving your car. Don't dance right now.
Hugs and kisses. Sweet
people driving crazy out there.
My baby loves me so.
Grab your wife in your living room right now. Get up, get a dance. Come on. Somebody, people, get up there. Some of you Baptists, y'all need to dance.
Yeah, I love my baby.
Get there. Shake it a little bit. Come on.
Yeah, I love my baby.
Why do you Pentecostals? Shake it. Come on. Y'all just need to dance more and smile.
This is true.
Why is the church against dancing?
Because it leads to fornication.
Well, don't do it. Dance with your wife. It leads to sex. That's why you ought to dance. Yeah, sex with your wife.
Only married people should dance.
You just need to get married. You just got to dance, move, shake it, have a little fun. We should have couples dance. Why don't more churches have couples dances?
They should.
We used to do that. Why do we keep doing it?
It was New Year's Eve and it's a pain in the butt.
most expensive.
Yes.
Oh, and then the economy started crashing. I remember that. That's what happened. Yeah. It was like 5 years ago. Yeah. We haven't done it since. Those are fun, man.
Yes.
Big old swing band. Get them out. Oh, that's because you're a dork. They were fun. They were great. It was awesome.
I'm too old. That's why.
Oh, man.
Oh, you have to be geezers to like those dances, I guess.
Oh, come on. A little swing dance, a little salsa.
Nancy, would you go to such
no.
an event?
No. See, Nancy's younger than you even, though. That's
I'm
why.
I'm just saying, yes, you need to come
it's
from
the
an
geezer.
Era
oh,
where
you guys.
They don't do dances anymore, really.
Well, I tell you, if anybody needs the energy again, it's the old people. That's what I'm saying. They don't
they
feel the
do
need.
It.
That's why you ought to have dances for your older couples.
They should do it.
Start hitting 40s. Little. Salsa.
Well, it's so fun. You get dressed up all pretty and nice, and you go to the dance, and you dance with your sweetie. It's
little
fun.
Swing dancing.
And it just
Come
looks
on.
Like Hope Springs.
No, it's great fun.
No.
Blue hair is strolling across the wooden floor.
No. And then they know how to dance,
it's very
these young
fun.
People. You know the version of dancing is just...
No, all this from a man who says U2 is an absolutely horrible band.
They do. They're awful. Some real music.
And the slow dancing is just standing... And rocking back and forth.
Oh, that's what they do. They rock back and forth.
They're more concerned
you're
about groping each other than dancing.
You know what
dancing.
They look like? They look like those. Remember those things you used to buy when you were kids and you push it over and keep coming back up? What are those things?
Yeah, it was like the little ostrich thing that would go into
Weeble
the water.
Weeble wobbles.
Yeah.
They wobble, but they don't fall down. That's young people. You can always tell. You go to weddings.
Uh-huh.
The older couples, they can dance.
Are you schooled in dancing?
They're dancing.
No, I can't. You know why?
Okay, so...
Because I'm not married to somebody
against...
who can dance. But I can dance like with my father or with your father-in-law. I can dance. I just don't have a husband who is schooled in dancing. That's why. But I love to do it. So I just have to have somebody who knows how to dance.
Yeah, they just don't know how to dance, these guys.
Oh, no, my dad's a great dancer.
We've done ball. My wife and I have done ballroom. We've done salsa. We've done these classes.
Okay, but you're unusual. I'm telling most of them, they haven't a clue about that
right.
stuff.
No, they don't.
That's the nice thing about at least Dancing with the Stars.
It has brought
showing, hey,
it back.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. That's dancing. Not just sitting there liking like a
Now dance
wobbles.
Lessons are becoming more popular.
You know?
But they don't have dances to go and do it. You have to just do it in the class, I guess.
Yeah, get out there and shake it, man. Some of y'all just need to put out some music. Just get down, shake it.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Come on, everybody, shake it.
Woo! I want to pour salt in my eyelids.
Gotta move it, man.
It's got the moves, man.
Come on, get up there and just shake it with your wife a little bit.
Dan, show us your moves.
Oh, no.
So y'all be happier married. Just get up there and shake your butts a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just get all the cobwebs off you.
Mm-hmm. Get your heart going.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Quit before we start paying royalties on that song.
Okay.
And before I run out of the room.
Ross runs out screaming.
Absolutely. We have to play these songs. For heaven's sakes. Mm-hmm. Some good songs, man. Shake it up. What are good songs they got here?
You're still on the song groove. We're not ready to move on.
Dance. People need to get them dance. I can't find any good songs here. Just got all these smart aleck songs. All right. Okay. Go
okay.
Ahead.
I'm not sure if this is a real question or if it's just somebody's chance to brag, but we'll throw it out there and see what y'all think. They say, Dear Gunger Show,
get to it.
Is it weird that my wife and I have sex 5 times a week? We have been married for almost 17 years and we still have sex a lot. Are we sex maniacs or is this normal? We have 4 kids and because of that, we have been nicknamed the Rabbits. What are your thoughts?
I don't know, Dan. What are your thoughts?
42. The husband's 42. Wife is 34.
We hate you. That's my thoughts. We all hate you.
They're very happy with their sex life, but wonder if we're weird since we are both so sexually
No,
charged.
That's awesome. That's every couple ought to be doing that in your age. They're only 40s, man. You ought to be doing the wild thing.
42, 34, yep.
You know why? You know why they're still having sex? Do you know why?
Because they dance.
Because they get up and do.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby.
It's
do that conga. No, you can't control
yourself
any longer.
Everybody, get a dance.
Now you have to pay royalties.
I'm not reporting it. Okay.
You heard it here.
Somebody else will.
You heard it here. A blatant statement of defiance. I will not pay.
Yeah, like Gloria is
Stefan.
Listening to this show right now. Gloria, if you're watching the show right now, I'm sorry. I just played your song.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, great song. I love that song. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your emails, more of them, right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
What are you gonna say when the blues come? You're gonna write Mark Gunger and say, "What do I do?"
What a day.
We're answering your shows, your emails. But I love marriage and relationships. What do you got?
Okay, this talk about the blues. Hello, I need some help here. I'm 41, married my husband last year, and while I have not done this before, I waited to have sex with him until after we were married. It was great. No guilt or shame. I felt like I honored God, myself, and him, but here's the problem. Yep. A year later, we are hitting a wall because my husband dropped a bomb on me that his ex-wife of 13 years has HPV, and now I am having symptoms. The topic of STDs was discussed before marriage, and he was not forthcoming. Now I am suffering physical and emotional consequences and really feel hurt and betrayed, having a tough time dealing with this. He's just brushing it off. How do I get over the hurt?
Why is she hurt and betrayed? She didn't know he was married before?
She knew he was married. He told her that he was clean, that he had been checked, and that there was no...
Did he not know? Did he lie to her?
She's thinking that he was not honest with her.
Well,
and even if so, hey, that's the risk you take. If he was married before and
it just can happen.
She said that her desire for sex has stalemated.
Well, I'm sure she's mad now. Now she views him as a bacteria factory. You need to go get some counseling. I can't help you with this one. I don't know. You know, did you know? Did he know? He might not have known he had it.
He might not have. Take some time.
Now she's just mad. Yes, he did. He had to have. No, then you need to chill out.
Yeah.
And you're right. That is part of the risk then. That's what happens when you marry someone who's had sex with other people.
He told her he'd been checked, and he may have been checked. He may not have been checked. He may have just said that he was checked.
That is the risk again.
Yes.
At 40 years of age, finally getting married. I don't know what to tell you guys. All I can do, I can't fix these people. You young people, listen to me. Don't do what these people are doing. Do not delay marriage until you're in your 30s and 40s. Don't do it. This is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. All these problems. Do it right early. Do it right early. I know everybody says it's the worst thing. They're lying to you. This is the reality.
Yes.
Wait till you're 40. You're going to marry a guy or a woman who's had sex with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 150 people. And gee, all of a sudden, now you got a disease, and all of that really bites, or they can't emotionally connect with you because they're so busy connecting, trying to get over all the emotional connections they had with 20 other people before they married you, and that's what happens.
He has PTSD issues. They have blended family issues. They need help.
Yeah,
they
I can't help you. You do need help. Go get some counseling. Get off your butt. Go get counseling. He doesn't want to. Then have conflict. Make conflict. Look for peace. That's how you get to peace, by through conflict. Mm-hmm. Every country that has peace has armies with big guns. That's why they have peace. It's the people that don't have any big guns and they keep getting invaded and they're not having peace. That's what your life is like.
I mean,
force the issue. Again, she's the first time married for her.
I don't know if it was the first time married for her. She just said that she did not have sex with him. That's the first time because she's had sex before with other guys.
Who knows? Again,
so
people...
And it may not have been from him. His ex-wife, but she may have gotten it prior too.
I do not have a gigantic etch-a-sketch. Because when you have an etch-a-sketch, you flip it over, you shake it, and you flip it back up, and everything is gone. Don't have it. You clearly you have to understand, you've got some serious issues. Blended families, diseases, previous sexual partners. Oh, good Lord. It's not hopeless for you. You're not doomed. You're not going to die and go to hell, but your life's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people who get married, 19, 20, 21 years of age, 22 years of age.
And stay married.
Don't have these problems. I don't know what else. Everybody wants to ignore what I'm saying, do whatever they want to do. Then they want to come later and have somebody fix it for them. And then they're shocked that life is hard. There is no easy answer for you. The truth is your life is going to be really, 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 really hard.
That's what people want to hear.
I know. That's it. That's
the truth.
Your truth is your life's going to be really, 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 really hard.
you can still do life, right? God still loves you. He can still bless you. So, well, I want this fantasy marriage. Well, you don't get to that at this stage in life with that kind of baggage. I'm sorry. I don't know what people want. Well, I know what they want.
They want the Etch-A-Sketch.
But no, but I don't have the Etch-A-Sketch. If you think someone's got it,
say, well, we believe in Jesus. There ought to be an Etch-A-Sketch.
All right. Well, before God, it's an Etch-A-Sketch. But not with each other. And not yet. Life is life. There's a reason. We're supposed to do it right in the first place. All right.
See you guys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.